Dr. Eric Mannheimer spent 3 decades as the medical officer at Bellevue Hospital in New York City. He's the author of 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, here to talk a little bit about the attempt to repeal the Affordable Care Act today in the House of Representatives. Dr. Mannheimer, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, I'm delighted to be here, Ernie. Thank you very much.
Well, you have been you've been in the hospital from top to bottom, from the boardroom to the operating room. I mean, you've seen it all, and I'm curious as to how you view the Affordable Care Act as it stands today.
Well, I think the Affordable Care Act is an attempt, at least a beginning attempt, to try to provide a basic platform of health care for an expanded pool of patients in the United States. I think it's not a perfect bill by any chance. I think it's been very hard to expand health care for United States citizens for decades. I mean, Clinton failed over 20 years ago. So I think it's an attempt at trying to expand health care. I think it's a worthy first step, not a perfect step, but a worthy one.
What are some of the things that could be done to make it worthwhile, to make it happen, to get it right?
I think one of the biggest issues is the structurally, the way the system works, is the current fee-for-service model is breeds bad habits for both hospitals and physicians. In other words, the incentive is just to do more testing, to order more things, and to hospitalize patients. And it is, you're rewarded for the more that you do. So one thing would be to really change the reimbursement system. And it also rewards over-specialization, so that the fact that you have more specialists now and a vanishing supply of primary care providers and internists is a really good example of sort of a distorted system that was meant to do the right thing 30, 40, 50 years ago when it was put into place, but now it doesn't make any more sense. So that's one thing.
What has changed since its implementation and since it stopped working?
Well, the implementation of the Accountable Care Act, I think one of the major positive things is that it's allowed parents to have their kids insured till the age of 26, which I think has put several million kids on in the insurance roll and taken them off a very risky situation. The other thing it's done is it's eliminated lifetime limits, which is an enormous benefit to many, many patients, where people who get a catastrophic illness, whether it's cancer or they're involved in some trauma or something, which might run up a medical bill, astronomical medical bill, in a very short period of time, are now protected. So those are just two examples of what's helped already an enormous number of people.
I know one of the complaints I have heard, in fact, I had a doctor say this to me once. He said if we paid for gasoline with insurance, he said gasoline would be $20 a gallon. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think one of the things, and this, I'm not trying to dig against the insurance companies, but the insurance companies, there are over 1,000 insurance companies. Obviously, we're dominated by several very giant ones. But the administrative overhead for insurance companies runs in the 25% to 30% range. The administrative overhead for Medicare, for example, which is how we insure our elderly through the federal government, runs less than 4%. So we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars on administrative costs. And every insurance company has its own way of doing business, so there hasn't been able to be defined a centralized methodology for insurance companies. So there's a lot of wastage in the system.
If I know that when the argument was going on that the president had been pushed by a lot of people in his party to go for the single-payer system, that would just simplify everything, it would simplify the bill, it would simplify the system, would that actually work?
I think in the current environment, a single-payer system theoretically is a great way of going. You might even think of it as Medicare for all is a good way of, instead of saying single payer, sort of Medicare for all. If we've got the Medicare system that most seniors seem to be quite happy with, even though in spite of the fact that many aren't aware that it's a federal program, that expanding a Medicare for all might make a lot of sense. I think on a practical level, many countries have combined private insurance systems with public systems in a nice way that does function. So I don't think it's necessary to eliminate insurance companies. I think we just have to do a lot better job of how we're managing the current system.
If it was single payer or Medicaid for all, would doctors be happy with that? Would they get paid enough?
I think it could be designed so that physicians could get paid very reasonable amounts for their level of training and the amount of indebtedness that they all incur going through medical school. The average medical student, by the time they graduate, and this is a very important point, and I'm glad you asked this question, incurs a debt of well over $100,000 to $200,000, so that you can imagine this is one push of why a lot of medical students who would want to be family practitioners or primary care providers end up in specialties. So that I think, yes, there are examples around the world where physicians can get paid adequately under what you might call a modified single-payer system.
I guess the question would then, we have about 30 seconds left, I guess the question would come down then to the doctor saying, what is adequate?
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're always going to find groups of providers and specialists who are never going to feel there's enough. They want to maintain or keep increasing at the rate of inflation. And others will find that it's fine to go into that system. So we have a very divided group of physicians.
Dr. Eric Mannheimer's 3 decades as a chief medical officer at Bellevue Hospital in New York City. The book, once again, 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital. Dr. Mannheimer, thank you so much for your insights. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ernie and Molly. I appreciate it.